I think that that's not acceptable either, because it's like, okay, well, you don't want to make the announcement, but do you want to pay for the bill for exposing me to my allergen? My muscles are crying and I'm crying as well. Like, you can feel the energy seeping from your body and like leaving your body. Definitely try hugging a pillow or a towel against your chest. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Oh My Allergies podcast. This is your hostess with the mostest, Valencia. And if you are new here, the Oh My Allergies podcast is a podcast about all things allergies. Whether you have food allergies, seasonal allergies, skin allergies, or even your pet has allergies, Oh My Allergies is a safe space for discussions for those that need a bit of advice and support from someone who understands their struggle. Let's learn how to navigate life and learn how to thrive with our allergies together. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you're subscribed on your podcast platform of choice. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, just pretty much any platform you can listen to your favorite podcast on. Stop, drop, roll, and rate the podcast. Hopefully your rating is 5 stars. Leave the show a review because it really helps with being able to grow our community and reach new peeps. Follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram is at Oh My Allergies. You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is at Oh My Valencia. And just keep on sharing the podcast with people you know or don't know. So this episode is actually continuing our How Allergies Can Affect Your Body series. I feel like one of the most common things that usually goes through like everyone's minds, especially during seasons of like high pollen counts and dust and mold and like all of the things, is whether it's allergies or is it blank. It's like this constant cycle of allergy symptoms being very, very similar to symptoms of another condition. And so far in the series, we've talked about seasonal allergies and sore throat. We've talked about seasonal allergies and oral health. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about all things seasonal allergies and whether or not they can actually cause body aches and body fatigue. So this is going to be an exciting one, definitely an interesting one. So let's buckle up. But before we get into today's topic, you guys know I got to talk about what's been going on with me. So I have been on a reading kick again. I think I actually found the book that got me right out of my reading slump, because if you've been listening to the podcast and hearing my reading saga, you know that I have moments where I'm like reading and like for a month I could read, you know, as little as 5, or I could read as many as like 10 to 15 books in a month. And it kind of just varies depending on my mood. But like lately I've just not really been into reading that much. I think it's just because by the time I get into bed, I just want to kind of wind down, do my nightly routine, and then go to sleep. And then like I don't have enough energy to want to like read a book. But I read a book and I literally stayed up until 5 a.m. and got 2 hours of sleep one night before having to wake up and get ready to, you know, start the day and everything. And it's just crazy when you can't put a book down. You know, a book is so good if you cannot put it down. And it's just crazy where you are just like, I want to know more. I want to know how the plot progresses. Like, I need to know what's going to happen next. And then you're like, oh, I just ended a chapter. This would be a good stopping point. But then you're like, I want to know more. And then you blink and then you've already gone through 3 additional chapters. And you're like, I have to go to sleep. I have things to do. So that's been happening to me a little bit lately, which I think is good, which means that you're finding books that you are actually interested in and really kind of keep you engaged and keep you like sucked into like the plot and like invested in like the actual book. So I consider that to be a win. Also, another thing I've been doing recently, I've been watching Love Island USA because that recently came back, and I like it because it pretty much comes on every single day. This year it comes on every day but Wednesday, so a lot of content to watch. Also, have been watching some stuff on Amazon Prime, which has been really good, just to be able to watch other different shows, just trying to catch up on some shows that have been like really, really popular lately and have been coming up on my timeline, and I'm like, okay, I've seen this so many times, I like have to watch it. And then what else has been going on with me? Oh, also, I've been thinking about getting another dog, so I have been on that journey and have started that journey, so fingers crossed that everything works out and works out the way that it's supposed to with that. But that's pretty much what's been going on with me in like a short, simple, sweet package. But yeah, so with that being said, I can get right into my foodie likes. So the first foodie like I want to talk to you guys about is from Trader Joe's, because you guys know I have been a big stan of Trader Joe's for a while, but I've been really loving their shelled edamame. It's so good. So literally how it comes like pre-cooked and it's pre-seasoned with a little bit of some sea salt. It's like supposed to be like lightly salted. They taste so good. Literally all I do is like I'll open up a package of them and then rinse them off, and then you can just do whatever you want with them. Typically what I'll do is either sprinkle them like on salad. I've also just popped them in my mouth and just had them as a snack that way. I've also put them in like stews and like soups. They just taste so good. So if you are a big fan of edamame and you don't want to have to deal with like taking them out of like the shell and like doing like that whole thing, then like I highly recommend trying these. They are so good and so tasty. And then another favorite that I've really been liking lately, I've talked about in the podcast how I am a big fan of like seaweed snacks, and so the brand Gimme, they have, at least to me it seems like it's a new flavor, the flavor is chili lime. And at first I was kind of like, I don't really know about this. I don't know if I'm going to like this. But then tried it and I was like, oh, well, these aren't really spicy, which I would think they were spicy with the chili. But then it comes and gets you like towards the back end, like when you're done like swallowing it and you're like, oh, there's the kick. But like, I think that's really, really good if you're wanting something that's a little bit spicy. Obviously, seaweed is really, really good for you. Highly recommend if you're looking for a healthier on-the-go snack. But those are the two foodie likes I want to talk to you guys about. So let's get right into the allergy news. So this week's Allergy News article is titled, "A Woman with a Severe Peanut Allergy Says Airline Staff Laughed at Her and Ignored Her Request When She Tried to Fly to Costa Rica." So the woman is talking about and explaining how she experienced such humiliating treatment from an airline while she was trying to go from London to Costa Rica. And so she was trying to go specifically to San Jose in June on a particular airline via Frankfurt, Germany. And so 2 days before the flight to Frankfurt, she checked the airline's allergy policy, as she should, because it gave zero clarity about whether the cabin crew would actually alert other people on the plane about her allergy. And so she ended up emailing the airline's medical operations team and said that she received a reply 5 days later, which was 3 days after she took the flight, asking her to clarify her name. So the fact that they just took their sweet time to get back to her about wanting her to get clarification about their allergy policy and what they do to manage allergies on an airplane is just like completely unacceptable. So while she was boarding the flight to Frankfurt, the woman talked about how she asked a flight attendant on the plane whether an announcement about her allergy could be made, but then was told that that wouldn't be possible because there were too many allergies to take into account. I think that that's not acceptable either, because it's like, okay, well, you don't want to make the announcement, but do you want to pay for the bill for exposing me to my allergen? So which one is it? Are we going to do an announcement, which is free, or do you want to to pay for my emergency room treatment? Like, which one would you rather? What would you rather do in that type of situation? But when it became clear that there wasn't going to be an announcement made on that flight, the passenger said that she had asked to be able to just get off the plane, but then they were telling her no, that she can't. And she told the flight attendant that she had a life-threatening condition and that she has a life-threatening allergy. And so she talked about how that flight attendant chuckled, which my breath would be taken away by the fact that someone chuckled at me talking about a life-threatening health condition. And the flight attendant said, quote, "You won't die, you'll be fine." Yeah. On the list of things of not to say to people with allergies, check. Like, that's unacceptable. You won't die, you'll be fine. First of all, you don't know the severity of, like, how someone's allergen is. Obviously, for this particular situation, hers is life-threatening. So it's like, you don't know if it takes it being airborne. You don't know if it being where someone touches her on her skin and that starts the anaphylactic reaction. Like, you don't know what's going to trigger it. So it's like, just be safer than sorry. And the fact that she was trying to remove herself from an environment where she would be potentially exposed to her allergen. Now, her timing probably wasn't the greatest, like right before the plane was about to take off, but at least she was trying to be like, okay, obviously this is not a safe environment for me. Let me just take myself out of this equation and I will just try to figure this thing out, but definitely not on this daggone plane. But then, you know, she kept going back and forth with the flight attendants on that flight. And then eventually they actually made an announcement on the plane. But the fact that they were like laughing at her is like completely unacceptable, completely unacceptable. And right when you would think that this is the end of the story, the plot thickens. So after she gets and arrives in Frankfurt, she ended up going to the gate for her flight to actually San Jose and then asked the staff about whether or not they were going to make an announcement and if they could make an announcement on the flight. And again, she was met with laughter. And the woman was talking about how they were saying, "I don't know what you think we can do. It sounds like you need a private plane." No, I need you to actually act like you have some compassion for people, especially people that have life-threatening health conditions and health conditions in general. Like, that is just a smug, disrespectful, rude, mean, ugly response to say to someone. Like, it sounds like you need a private plane. Like, this story just frustrates me so much, especially because of the fact that the airline has guidance for passengers with allergies and says that medically trained cabin crew members actually have access to medicines for emergency care, as well as a 24-hour medical hotline on long-haul flights. So the fact that these flight attendants were acting this way when apparently this airline is supposed to have all of these resources to be able to manage when people, passengers, are going onto airplanes and having anaphylactic allergies, food allergies on varying levels, is unacceptable. And it just shows how much more work we have to do with allergy education. That's just, in its simplest form, this just shows the importance of allergy education. And it doesn't matter if you're in the US, doesn't matter if you're in the UK, Europe, Asia, wherever. It doesn't matter. Like, it needs to be spread across the daggone globe, because this situation is so unacceptable. I would feel so much anxiety about getting on a plane after this experience, and I would just not want to go on a plane after this, because this just totally would make me just be like, you know what, I don't even want to have to deal with this crap. You know, this is just too much. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm safe on this plane. You know, you would care if other people talked about, oh, like about a seatbelt and like all this other type of stuff on a plane, when it's like, do you want to have to deal with the repercussions of someone like potentially dying on the plane because of life-threatening allergy? Like, that is a result that could happen if the immediate care is not provided to that person. So, like always, the allergy news article will be linked in our show notes. We don't go over the article in its full entirety, so if you thought the plot thickened, it thickens even more. But that is this week's allergy news. So with that being said, we can get right into today's topic, which is all about, can seasonal allergies cause body aches? Like I say in these types of episodes, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional, nor do I claim to be either of those things. These are just things that I know from personal experience and research that I've done, and I encourage you all to do research on your own as well. Anyone who experiences allergies, specifically seasonal allergies, there is a long list of symptoms that can cause us a lot of discomfort. You know, allergies, they really can open the door to a wide variety of symptoms, you know, and then some are more troublesome than others. Like some of those symptoms that we've talked about on the podcast so much are like the runny nose, the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing. Those are typically maybe seen as the more obvious of symptoms of allergies, but there are other symptoms that may not be as apparent as those ones. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to specifically be talking about body aches and fatigue, because those are two common symptoms of allergies that actually go undiagnosed. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, what are those symptoms and how are they actually connected to allergies. So we'll tackle the first one first, body aches. So body aches, they are known as an uncomfortable symptom that you can feel in your muscles. You can feel them in your joints. It's typically caused by muscle or joint inflammation as well as soreness. With body aches, you can experience, you know, pain, stiffness, and just overall weakness, you know, whether that's with your muscles or with your joints. And sometimes body aches, they can be sharp and intermittent, while in some other situations, you might find yourself where those body aches are feeling more like a prolonged, dull, generalized ache. And body aches, they have a number of possible causes. You know, it could be from something like muscle injuries, from like sports or working out or from work, taking certain medications, electrolyte imbalances, like having to deal with like dehydration, especially during the summertime nowadays. If you are dealing with infections like the flu, chronic conditions like lupus, allergies, other things that can affect, you know, your autoimmune system, and acute conditions like chest pain, you know, from health conditions like a heart attack. When it comes to fatigue, generally speaking, fatigue is when you are experiencing this feeling of constant exhaustion, constant burnout, or having a lack of energy. It can be physical, it can be mental, or it could be a combination of both. And I feel like we've all experienced our fair share of fatigue, whether it be physical fatigue or mental fatigue or even both, and sometimes both at the exact same time. Now, one thing that I thought was really interesting as I was doing more research for this podcast is that fatigue is different from drowsiness. And I know that even I tend to blur the lines between the two. So drowsiness is when you feel the need to sleep. Fatigue is a lack of energy and a lack of motivation. Now, drowsiness and apathy, which is that feeling of like not caring about like what happens, those can be symptoms that can go along with fatigue, but they are both different from fatigue, which I thought was really, really interesting, because I feel like people are like, oh, I feel fatigue, I'm tired. Where it's like, well, you might kind of be talking about drowsiness. And that's where that feeling of wanting to sleep and feeling sleep deprived, that's like connected to drowsiness. So I just thought that that was really, really interesting and a little fun fact about fatigue and like the difference between fatigue and like some other things that might feel similar to fatigue, but it's not exactly fatigue. But fatigue in certain causes is normal, and it's actually an important response to things like physical activity. Like, for example, I tend to feel muscle fatigue if my Pilates instructor lays it into me a little bit too much that my muscles are crying and I'm crying as well. Emotional stress. So you may be dealing with some things at work. You might be dealing with some things with like friends, family, relationships, things like that. Boredom or having a lack of sleep. And we actually have an episode all about allergy fatigue in specific. So definitely go listen to that episode to learn more. It'll be linked in our show notes. It's such a good episode. It touches upon ways our bodies experience allergy related fatigue. And it's really amazing how allergies can affect so many parts and aspects of your body. So I hope you've been finding this recent series of how allergies can affect the body to be so interesting as much as I have. So now that I've explained what are body aches and like what is fatigue, you're probably wondering like, okay, like how are these things connected to allergies? Like, that's great that I know what they are now, but like, how are they like connected to allergies? So when it comes to body aches and how they're connected to allergies, your body's response to allergens can cause inflammation in your body, which can lead to joint and muscle ache. If you want to learn more about allergic inflammation, like what is inflammation, how it's connected to allergies, things like that, then you should definitely listen to our episode. We'll have that linked in our show notes. But when we think of inflammation in relation to allergies, we may tend to narrow down on certain symptoms like hives, welts, or swelling. And these are all byproducts of inflammation. But inflammation can cause other types of pain as well. There's actually a study done on this published to the journal called Molecular Pain in 2017. It was titled Immune System Involvement in Specific Pain Conditions. And in this study, they talked about how some of the same chemicals that fight off allergens also activate nerves in the body that can cause pain in your joints throughout your body. So this pretty much means that the inflammatory response that's caused by an allergic reaction can also cause you pain throughout your body. And the pain can occur in a lot of different places throughout your body. So repeatedly coughing and sneezing, that can strain the muscles between your ribs or the cartilage that attach to your ribs, to your breastbone, and that's called costochondritis. That's like a mouthful. Try to say that 10 times fast, but it's called costochondritis, and this can actually cause a lot of pain. I actually know someone who was diagnosed with this recently, and how it was explained to me is that it can feel like a stabbing, burning, or aching type of pain, which is definitely not the move. And the pain is usually sharp and it's intense, and it can worsen when you breathe, when you sneeze, when you laugh, and when you cough. And you can also experience pain in your diaphragm, which is also known as the muscle that helps you breathe. So it's a very important muscle, but pain in your diaphragm can actually spread to your shoulders or even to your neck. And so with seasonal allergies that can lead to body aches, they also may cause symptoms like the sneezing, the coughing, the congestion, you know, the stuffy and the runny nose. And we know just from what I just explained, having that constant repeated sneezing and coughing can really put a lot of stress on other areas of your body that can produce those body aches. And then also dealing with like urticaria, which we have a whole episode on urticaria, which is also known as hives. And then dealing with that sinus pressure, sore throat, red and itchy eyes. So when it comes to fatigue and how fatigue is connected to allergies, we actually have an episode, like I said, all about allergy fatigue. So definitely listen to that episode to learn more. But I wanted to hone in a bit more on a specific health condition that I don't know if I touched upon in that particular episode that's still related to that feeling and having that lack of energy, and that's chronic fatigue. So some people who deal with allergies can experience chronic fatigue syndrome. And when I did some research on chronic fatigue, it seemed like it is a very complex, hard to narrow down health condition in terms of like what is actually like the cause of it. So chronic fatigue syndrome is a health condition that's typically associated with extreme prolonged fatigue or tiredness that doesn't go away with the rest, sleep, and there's not really an apparent cause for it. So it can't really be explained by some sort of an underlying medical condition. So if you've been experiencing extreme exhaustion for 6+ months and your doctor hasn't really been able to identify like what is actually like the root cause, you might have chronic fatigue syndrome. And if your doctor is unable to diagnose and like pinpoint that source of like the exhaustion that you're feeling, it could be possible that your fatigue is actually caused by your allergies. And that's because a lot of people diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome also show an oversensitive immune system, and allergies are caused by an oversensitive immune system. So often that those two conditions can manifest together. And so treating allergies can actually help reduce fatigue in a lot of people, and food allergies. So I'm talking about peanuts, milk, tree nuts, shellfish, the top nine, those types of things, as well as environmental allergens like mold spores, can often affect fatigue and you having like this draining feeling of the energy. Like you can feel the energy seeping from your body and like leaving your body. But if you're experiencing and dealing with chronic fatigue, then you should definitely go see your doctor, definitely go see an allergist to figure out if allergies could be the possible reason that you're experiencing this fatigue and chronic fatigue. So you're like, okay, I have a better understanding about body aches and fatigue and chronic fatigue and how it's all connected to allergies, but like, what can I do to like get a handle on all of this and like try to treat it or like eliminate its effects or minimize the effects rather? Like, what should I do? So typically when it comes to symptoms of allergies, of course they can be treated through, you know, the typical medications like antihistamines, nasal spray, steroids, allergy shots, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs, to be able to help with reducing, you know, any muscle or joint pain that you may be, you know, experiencing in relation to your allergies. However, you know, you'll end up finding actual lasting relief if you're able to figure out and pinpoint what is actually the cause of the allergies. You know, what is actually the root of this problem, the root of the issue that you're experiencing, you know? And a great way to be able to do this is by figuring out what allergens your body just can't stand so that you're able to treat your allergies and like reduce and minimize the symptoms that you experience as much as you can. And so a really great way to do this is by visiting your local board certified allergist, because a board certified allergist can really help you with diagnosing your allergies and then coming up with the best action plan and treatment plan for you. If you're in the meantime trying to wait for like an allergist appointment, things like that, some things that you can do at home for being able to treat body aches and fatigue is like taking a warm bath, using a heating pad. If you're going to take a warm bath, Epsom salt helps a lot. So Epsom salt is definitely the way to go. Put that in your bath water. Also, you can try an ice pack for like some cold treatment. If heat doesn't work, you can also hug a pillow or a towel against your chest when you cough or you sneeze. I've actually done this and it actually helps a ton. Like I've hugged a pillow when coughing, sneezing, or even when trying to get out of bed or off of the couch, because just I'm dealing with a lot of pain and body aches. It honestly helps with like softening the blow to my chest a bit, if I'm not gonna lie. So definitely try hugging a pillow or a towel against your chest, because it honestly does work. Now it doesn't minimize it completely, but it softens the blow by like a lot. Another tip is to avoid excess physical activity to be able to allow your muscles to heal. I know if you're a hardcore exercise girly or guy, you may find this to be a lot, but future you will be thanking yourself so much. So just allow your body to heal and rest, because we put our bodies through so much on a day-to-day basis when you really take the time to think about it, whether you're sitting for extended periods of time, standing for extended periods of time, you're walking for extended periods of time, running for extended periods of time, you know, and that's just on a physical level. You know, you got to think about the mental. Also, if you're dealing with both, we put our bodies through the ringer on a day-to-day basis, and we only have one body, so we definitely want to make sure that we are doing what we can to treat it right. So definitely do that if that is going to allow you to be able to heal and feel back to the way that you're used to your body feeling in a positive note. But if you think that any body aches or fatigue that you're experiencing is allergy related, it's definitely important to voice this to an allergist and see if you can get an allergy test done at an allergist. If you want to learn more about allergy testing, we did an episode about this as well. It's called What is Allergy Testing? I talk about my experience with allergy testing, things I wished I knew before going to an allergist for the first time, etc. So I highly recommend listening to it. But that is today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed learning about body aches and allergies with me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you're subscribed on your podcast platform of choice so you don't miss out on great episodes like this one. Like I said, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Audible, just so many platforms. So you really don't have a reason to not be subscribed. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and on Threads. Our handle is at Oh My Allergies. You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Oh My Valencia. Keep on sharing the podcast with people you know or don't know, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.